The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to growing plants in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I have a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and sharing the importance of growing what you eat. I've been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is how to add cedar shingles to a bay window. After a recent trip to Boston, I was taken with the beauty of cedar shakes, another word for shingles. They were everywhere. Upon my return, I began looking to spruce up a small garden outside a bay window in front of my home. The bay window itself was looking a little beat up. I decided to add cedar shakes to improve the aesthetic and provide a backdrop for the garden updates. In the Midwest, cedar shakes aren't as common as in coastal regions. I struggled to find a contractor to complete the project. Research ensued. My best guy offered to help me complete the project, and here's what we learned about adding cedar shingles to a bay window. First things first, ensure the surface you plan to shingle has a waterproof underlayment. In my situation, this was already in place under the existing sheathing. Begin layering cedar shingles in courses, starting at the bottom. Make sure they are level. Alternate sizes, for instance, wide, medium, skinny, and so forth, with the thinnest part of the shingle at the top and thickest at the bottom. Each row should overlap the next at a regular interval. We used 5-inch chalk lines from the bottom of the existing row to create consistent spacing and ensure each subsequent row was level. Despite advice to use nail guns, we found that a pneumatic staple gun worked beautifully on all except the very top row. Because the top row is exposed, unless you opt for tips to cover them, staples would be invisible, which I didn't care for. We decided to use a bit of construction adhesive called liquid nails and small aluminum finishing nails made from cedar. We liked the khaki color. And these nails are impervious to weather and won't discolor the shingles as they age. Preparation. Framing. Ensure the bay window roof frame is properly constructed with appropriate rafters and sheathing. Underlayment. Install a waterproof underlayment on the sheathing to protect against water infiltration. Shingle installation. Purchase the shakes. These are inexpensive and can be purchased at bundles in big box stores. There are lots that aren't usable. Be aware of knots and cracks when selecting the ones that you will install. Start at the bottom. Begin laying the first course of shingles at the lowest edge of the bay window roof, ensuring a consistent overhang. Overlapping courses. Install subsequent courses of shingles overlapping the previous row with the thickest part of the shingle facing upwards. Cut to fit. Carefully measure and cut shingles to match the angles of the bay window, especially at the corners and edges. Fastening. Use corrosion-resistant roofing nails to secure each shingle. Drive them through the upper part of the shingle to avoid splitting. Spacing. Maintain a small gap between shingles to allow for expansion and contraction. Feathering and weaving. This is a special technique used on corners or angles. We took the time to do this as it prevents the need for trim. It is time-consuming but lovely and helps water flow off the siding efficiently. Important considerations. Planting. Don't plant until after you've finished your shingles. As someone who put in a few shrubs thinking they'd be small enough to work around, I would suggest that all landscape would happen at the end. Alignment. Be sure to align windowsills with a row of shingles. Making the row just above or below the sill looks chaotic and messy. This may take some mathematical calculations as you begin to lay out the overall project, but it's worth the effort. Weather conditions. Install cedar shingles in dry weather to prevent warping. Professional help. For complex bay window designs, or if you are unsure about the installation process, consider consulting a professional. The garden renovation will mainly happen in the spring. Rhododendrons were planted this fall, but as the shingles didn't get done until the first week of December, additional plants will be installed in a few months. I'm considering some lovely window boxes for cutting flowers as well. The texture and look of cedar is a stunning backdrop for the sunny little flower garden I'm planning, and I look forward to the wood aging to match my existing fence. For a traditional gardening update, I urge you to consider cedar shingles.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.